Off the Ball. GAA.
But I remember it came to a question and they asked about how Limerick would win. And I was like, Limerick will work 110% and we'll outwork any team. And if you are working at 100%, we're working at 110, 120. We won't be outworked.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partner of the IRFU.
Chris Waddle.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Yes! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
We've been doing this so long that some of the people whose laughter you can hear in the intro are actually dead now. Did you know that? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Each week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. OTB's live League of Ireland coverage might be back in full swing now on your radios every Friday night, but the quiz is here to stay. We'll have a new one for you every week, God willing. And when I say God, I mean Arthur. Arthur Willing. With that, we should say that the Crappy Quiz is brought to you by Optimum Nutrition. We're delighted to team up with Optimum Nutrition, the world's number one performance nutrition brand, as they launch their new global campaign. It's called The Optimum Advantage. With over 35 years at the top of performance nutrition, trusted by the world's best athletes and a growing partnership with the IRFU, Optimum Nutrition are right at the heart of Irish rugby. Don't forget the quiz is available in many forms, on YouTube or on podcast. For Off the Ball members worldwide, offtheball.com/join. If you're not already a member, or of course, if you only like the quiz, you can get three free listens a month by signing up in the Go Loud app, which, let's face it, should cover the entire quizzing output most months and may even leave you with some bonus episodes from time to time. All that said, what's left but to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry, and it's a newish looking lineup indeed. I gotta say, this is one of the most difficult quizzes to read.
Out to read.
Okay. That I've ever had the pleasure of. So I don't know if Arthur is actually taking this out on me or if he's taking it out on you three. But anyway, we shall see.
He is suspiciously not here in the building.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just doing a little dump. I'm scuttling away and I'm leaving it for somebody else to clean up. Up first, this contestant has had a new lease of life since leaving the drudgery of daily production work behind him. No longer concerned with Owen Shane's demands for more and more gear from the David Clifford clothing line, or the way he looked at him with those rage-filled eyes when it was suggested a three-hour show and the majesty of Joe O'Connor's legs might not be in the public interest. He's free at last. With a spring in his step, a glint in his eye, and not at all bothered by Aston Villa's ongoing collapse, it's Mick Daddy's Home Kids McCarthy.
Changing my nickname all the time and it's getting weirder. Anyway, hello, everybody.
Good that the
biggest lease on life has been back in this seat for the quiz instead of over there reading my own terrible script as opposed to you having to read Arthur's.
There does seem to be an issue with the length of the script, I would say. We're like 7 minutes in. It's good that you two are so nervous that you can't even laugh at Arthur's bad jokes.
No, I've broken it now, but I never tend to talk during the intros because I was given out to before.
It's a surprise.
Before I was introduced, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
Nah, that's nonsense.
Who should then help?
I don't actually remember. It was one of my first quizzes and they're like, oh, you spoiled it. And I was like,
maybe there was a big reveal though, like as a debutant. Yeah. Like there is a debutant coming today.
Did you take it seriously when somebody said something in the quiz? I mean, that's your first mistake. Right. It's been a while since this next contestant...
A lot of HR issues if we're taking this seriously.
I mean, what are you talking about? We're all getting fired. It's been a while since this next contestant graced the crappy quiz. Truth be told, life's just been too sweet recently. Not only was he in Twickenham as Ireland humiliated England, but his calls to put some damn respect on Ulster Rugby's name are even being heeded by the Irish management now as well. He probably wouldn't even be here if the Irish hadn't fallen out of Cavan football. Still, they'd be there at least, right? Please welcome Dara, the Cavan Colossus Smith Nocton.
My nickname hasn't changed. That's nice. Good morning, good evening, whenever this is going.
Good night. And finally, we have a newbie in this week's quiz, and by God, she's been looking forward to it. For the past 12 months or so, this member of the OTB family has scoffed at the very best efforts of our regular quizzers. Oh, wow, you named all 72 All-Ireland winners since 1990. Do you expect me to applaud that? You guys are pathetic. She's laughed as they struggle with each pass the parcel and pity them as they fumble around looking for Mike Ross's caps total. She may be new to the crappy quiz, but she's taking no prisoners. Please welcome Eve, It's My Way or the Conway.
So what does she have to shout out later? It's yeah. My Way.
My Way.
I like it.
Yeah. Frank Sinatra, that's who I am now.
Exactly.
Eve's very excited. She's definitely not nervous and definitely doesn't think that this is a bad, terrible idea that's going to ruin her weekend.
Send us your questions to crappyquiz@offtheball.com. I have no idea if the email address works. You probably get them, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's very important. I must change the alias on that one.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm not going to be writing the quiz anymore.
If you don't think it's time to let the old days ways die...
Hilarious. Presenter mixes of words.
You can still send us your questions via postcard to Quizmaster Off the Ball Towers, Mark Coney House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. We all love On Post. Get on it. Right, round one. Introduction. No room for call your shot round this week. Instead, we get a load of know your stuff. So the Quizmaster has assigned you each a specialist subject. Mick, it's 2010s hurling. Dara, it's Ireland in the Andy Farrell era. And Eve, it's Mauricio Pochettino Spurs.
Oh, God.
Okay. 2010s hurling?
Yeah. When it's your turn, you're each going to have the option of taking an easy for 1 point, middling for 2 point, or hard for 3 points question about your area of expertise. And we're going to go up and down the line, so you'll each get two goes at it. Clear?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please say yes, because this is the easiest round Crystal. To explain. Okay, I'm getting nervous.
You sound more stressed than us.
Oily.
It really does. This is unusual.
It's an outrageously...
Jared takes these things in a stride normally, yeah.
It's an outrageously complicated round.
This one.
I don't even want to do it. Maybe I want to get Arthur in here to do it himself. Okay, we're going to start with Mick in this one. Mick, first go. Easy, middling, or hard?
2010s hurling.
Yeah, why is this not your...
It's just like anything past like... A certain time.
Did your county not win and be
relevant? The more recent it is, the more muddled it becomes in my memory. 90s hurling, I would say.
I have some breaking news for you. The 2010s is a long time ago.
I know, but it's still recent.
16 years. When you're old like 17 me. If you know.
I'll go for middling.
Name every county the Clare faced in the 2013 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship. I want six.
That's middling. Okay, so Cork twice.
I would actually say, well, I'm going to let you away with that one. It's Cork three times, but go on.
Oh, the replay. Sorry, yeah, no, sorry. As in, I'm thinking rounds.
I'll let you go.
So they got knocked out of Munster by Cork. They played Limerick in the All-Ireland semi-final.
I suspect you were at every single one of these games.
I was at the ones I've mentioned so far, all right, yeah. And I was at the next one, which is the quarter-final in Thurles against Galway.
Correct. Halfway there.
So everything else is qualifiers. So, Leash.
Correct.
Wexford.
Correct.
And this is where I struggle. Was there a first round match in Munster or was it another qualifier? Ooh.
Five out of six.
So we've had Leash, Wexford. They're definitely the qualifiers. Maybe. Oh,
am I wrong? Has he got 4 out of 6?
I got Galway, Limerick and Cork.
Oh, you got Limerick, sorry, yeah. He said Limerick.
So he has to get all six for anything.
For 2 points,
or else
he
goes home.
What game am I missing?
There's no little appearance.
So I feel like they either played, this isn't an answer. They either played like Waterford in the first round of Munster before they lost to Cork, but I feel like that Cork was the first match. Or they played another qualifier that I can't remember. Possibly before the Galway match. Would you have 3 rounds of qualifiers back then? It's a lot. And who would it have been against? The absolute elimination of people, I'm between Waterford and Dublin.
The cantilevers of Mick's giant hurling brain are...
I'm between Waterford and Dublin.
Under the pressure.
I don't remember them playing Dublin. Waterford.
Boom. Wow, that is impressive.
I don't remember the game.
Fair play.
I remember all the rest of them.
Dara, your first go.
Okay.
Andy Farrell's era with Ireland. Now, it doesn't specify.
So is that in 2016 or 2019?
It doesn't specify.
Right, okay.
Well, you're going to have to pretend that you understand again.
Or from 2025.
The internecine.
His third spell.
Brain of Arthur and how he might come up with the question.
Yeah. Okay, so easy, middling, hard. I'll go middling as well.
All right, middling. For 2 points, 5 Irish players have earned their 100th international cap under Andy Farrell.
Okay.
Question.
I want you to name all 5 of them.
There's 5 of them. Conor Murray.
Correct.
Keane Healy.
Correct.
Under Andy Farrell. Johnny Sexton.
Sex Bomb. Correct.
This is under head coach Andy Farrell.
Three Sticks of Hino. Yeah.
That's a fair. Yeah.
Who else is up there?
You need two more, is it?
Two more Hynemites to go.
Yeah, I've won.
Come on.
Hold on. Mick got about 10 minutes there.
He did, yeah, but he was entertaining us while he was doing it with his patter.
Just thinking through the positions.
Pitter patter.
So who have you got so far?
Murray, Sexton, and who else did I say?
Keane Healy.
Who's at 100 caps? There's not actually that many players.
The Centurions.
Very special club. Who are the members of the Centurions club? What did they get for that?
Oh, of course, yeah. Sorry, I have the boat, I think.
What did they get?
Close the notebook.
You didn't get the first three.
Look at me, he's doing somebody else.
No, I got two of them. You had Healy before me.
Sitting in the front row. Teacher, I know the answer.
Intimidation, I think, is the right words, you know. I might not get bonus points, but I'll...
There are actually bonus points later on for...
Complicated reasons.
Outrageous knowledge of stuff.
Piero Matney.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. He's getting there.
Who else retired? So it's the three boys last season that retired.
Yeah.
Plus Sexton. Who else is in that conversation?
I'm pretty zoned out right now. Oh my
God. I was going to ask you, did you know?
No.
No.
Is this really obvious?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like somebody with 100 caps.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They've played for the country 100 times. Relatively high profile as a result of that.
The problem with this is he's not going to have an answer until he knows it.
No.
So he's not going to get the wrong answer.
Well,
so I think there has to be a time element
like,
to this.
This is not my answer, but I know Rob Kearney's probably in the conversation, but that doesn't count because like Andy Farrell was probably there, but he wasn't head coach.
There has to be head coach, I think, doesn't
it? Yeah. I'm going to say this. He is not the answer.
Yeah, no, I know.
Think that
See, that's he, cheeky.
Yeah.
Why have I gone blank here?
Because you're a millennial.
Because I'm what?
A millennial. That's why your attention span is ruined by...
I think he's Gen Z.
I'm definitely not a millennial.
Millennials from like 1981.
Yeah, I'm Gen Z anyway. Yeah.
All those, they're all made up. Although you are behaving like a Gen Z now that I incorrectly...
You're Gen X, are you?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Gen X.
Anyway.
Yeah, I scraped in there.
That's old.
Oh Jesus, who is it?
There having to be a time frame because he's not going to. That was Jerv's call. That wasn't mine. No, I'm only campaigning here.
It's gone.
It is.
Is it Robbie Henshaw?
No.
No, he is a current coffee peddler.
A barista.
Oh, Keith Earls.
For
God's sake. I was literally there in attendance on his 100 cap.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I blame the phone. It's a short form video.
Eve, consuming my brain.
Yes.
You know, you go into second place with a point. You would.
I just want a point on the board.
Level with
Pochettino Spurs, though.
Yeah.
These questions won't come around very often.
No, I know, but I don't want to go in, you know, too hard, too fast, and be too arrogant.
So you know the format of the question that you would expect now, if you were to go with the middling question, they've all been the same.
Yes.
Listy.
Yeah. So what are you going with?
I want to go with the easy one, but that feels boring. I'll go with the middling
one. Spurs could do with a point on the board.
Yeah.
Okay, middling one is name the five English players who started for Spurs in the 2019 Champions League final.
Great one.
This is a list of names that makes me think that Mauricio Pochettino might be the greatest football manager of all time.
Yes, because it's Harry, but not the one we're thinking of. It's Harry Winks started that game.
Harry Winks.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Did you say English or British players?
English.
English players that started in the Champions League final. Danny Rose.
Good. Yeah. Didn't have him.
I'm just going through like the lineup in my head. Dele Alli. Then two more. Oh, I'm trying to think of when someone I don't know, was Kyle Walker still there? But I don't think he was. I think he'd gone to City by then, so I'm not going to say Kyle Walker. One.
Well done.
Thank you.
Not saying that.
Thank you, yes. thank you. Which means that I... See, this match, I can't remember much of this because it was... I kind of blanked it. from my memory.
It's not one.
It's my first Champions League final.
It's the last one, not extremely obvious.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
There's two more, horrible. But one of them.
Sorry, two more.
One of them is another...
English players who played for Spurs.
I was only thinking of one of these two players, not the obvious one last night.
All right.
Well, the obvious one didn't start. There's somebody I want to say because his name has come into my head and I absolutely do not think this is a correct answer.
Well...
And wait.
Maybe don't say it then.
Wait. I'm sorry, I've completely mixed up.
I
was going the other way around. It is Harry Kane.
It's Harry Kane.
It's a paradox. Exactly. Yes. I've actually gone in memory, I've reverse psychologied myself into a better timeline where he didn't start and we won the match. Okay.
Yeah, like one leg at Harry Kane.
It's a dark.
Yeah, it's a coping mechanism. There's one more player that I think is the only other English player from that era. Oh no, it's Eric Dyer.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was about to say.
It's not Eric Dyer.
It's not Eric Dyer.
He was the first name I wrote down.
I was gonna say.
Are we sure with that?
Hit the button there. If that's wrong, it's wrong.
I was gonna say Oliver Skip, and I'd be really annoyed if it's it wrong. Was it not Eric Dyer?
Kieran Trippier.
Trippier, of course, makes sense. Yeah,
I did not remember.
I can't believe you said Danny Rose and Harry Winks before Harry Kane.
Because Harry Kane was injured.
I fully he had been injured and he shouldn't have played, and I fully reversed.
But that's
like,
it's so so known about that game.
Exactly. I said Eric Dyer with such confidence. That's broken.
I thought it was Dyer.
I thought
you
all would die.
Did Trippier play a lot? Did he play a lot?
Walker left, I suppose.
Yeah, he was. He came in from.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the worst thing to ever happen to me in regards to the 2019 Champions League final.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
is,
and definitely. So then he played in the World Cup in 2019 after that. So that
Mick
was,
Leeds.
There was a World Cup in 2019?
2-0.
No, 2018, sorry.
round one, second go round.
Trippier wasn't playing
this. This is going to be a very long day. Come on.
Oh, I have another round. Sorry, I'll go Midland again then.
Midland. Of the 12 All-Ireland hurling finals, including replays, played between 2010 and 2019, which referee made the greatest number of appearances?
That's, I was at Midland.
That's,
I don't think that referee would know this answer, for sure. Okay, right. Who are the referees that would have been playing in, how many of finals?
12 finals. Remember, there's three replays in a row, wasn't it?
Jesus. Bloody hell. Right, so you're looking at...
How many refs would you know from that?
You're looking at the Barry Kellys, the Brian Gavins, the... Who's your man from Tip? The retired angry. giving out that lad's got matches.
What?
Oh, what's his name? I hope it's not him. Fergal Horgan, isn't that his name?
You do pay attention to referees.
Colm Lane is a little bit more recent, I would say. Ooh.
This is a mean question.
Brian Gavin? I don't know. I'm not going to know.
Correct. In fairness, it was like name the most famous referee of the decade was essentially...
Well, yeah, but again, there was a few of them on the same level.
Okay.
How many?
Four.
Okay.
Jeez. Dara, easy, Midland.
Go Midland again.
Midland,
sorry,
okay.
That's boring, but yeah.
After this weekend, Ireland will have faced a Wales team under their fourth different head coach.
Oh, no.
In the Andy Farrell era, name the three that came before Steve Tandy.
That's not an Ireland question.
I mean, I would.
That's ridiculous.
You'll get this, though. Relax.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Gatland.
Correct.
Pivac.
Yeah, Wayne Pivac.
And.
The jammiest Grand Slam ever.
I don't think I know the third one, to be honest. I'm bad with managers.
Last year.
Oh, Sherry. Oh, no, Sherry. Share it.
Give it to him.
I didn't get it right.
You should have said last
he
year.
He said that right.
Why did you say that to him?
I didn't get it right. I got it wrong.
No, we're giving you the 2 points because otherwise Mick's going to win at the end of round one.
Right.
That's right. Fair. Okay.
There's an asterisk beside it.
Why did you say last year?
For you, Eve.
Yeah. What? I would like an easy question.
All right, fair enough.
Please.
According to transfer markets, Spurs broke their own transfer record twice during the Pochettino era.
Okay. Yeah.
Name one of the two players in question.
Tanguy and Ndombele.
Oh, correct. Would you have known that he was their most expensive?
Yeah.
Trauma one right there.
Would you have known that he was the most expensive signing?
Yeah, because any time he went on that pitch, that's the first thing that came through my head.
Who's the other one? Dutch player? What's his name?
Davinson Sanchez.
Oh, no. Oh, Davinson Sanchez. Who was the Dutch player they signed?
Bergwijn.
No.
Dutch player.
Winger.
That would have got you the two Midland points, by the way. Your knowledge of Ndombele. Anyway, round two. This week signals the welcome return, it says here, of the five clues over the cuckoo's nest round. Pay attention. Much like the Wikipedia round, it'll be fastest finger first. In this case, you'll be guessing off the back of clues I give you to identify the sportsperson, team, competition, or stadium in question. So it's something famous to do with sport. There are five clues. They range from the nigh on impossible to the stupidly easy in a different scoring range to wrap your head around. If you give me the correct answer off the back of the first clue, you get 5 points. Second clue is worth 4 points. Third is worth 3, and so on. A wrong answer at any point freezes you out of that question entirely, so don't be too hasty with your mad guesses. There will be 3 of these. Plenty of points up for grabs. Before we get started, those nicknames again. Daddy's Home, kids. Cavan Colossus. My Way, or the... Right? All clear? Everybody?
Daddy's Home, kids is objectively stupid.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah. Is it? I don't really get it.
All right.
I don't get it either.
Sometimes absurdist humour is supposed to be absurd. Clue one, question one.
Okay. Emma just explained it to me.
Care to share?
I'm not working nights anymore, so daddy is literally at home for the kids.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Though not its primary function, this stadium played host to the first and seemingly last Fortnite World Cup in 2019. You're not going to get that, so I'm going to move on. You're most likely to see it on television every September for 4 points. For 3 points...
Hold on now.
For 3 points, it's named after a sports person who won the competition it hosts annually in 1968.
Daddy's Home, kids. The Arthur Ashe Arena. Actually was going to get that if you'd slowed a bit down with the September thing.
Arthur Ashe Stadium, said it says here, but I'm going to give it to you. Arthur Ashe. Round two, question two. For 5 points, I was born on the 3rd of April, 1984.
Crack on there, I think, yeah. Keep going.
I've won as many Leinster championships as the County of Kildare.
Cavan Colossus.
Yeah.
Do we get the guess?
No, one guess and that's it.
Bernard Brogan.
Hey!
4 points.
Hey, outrageous.
I just thought a Dublin footballer.
Back in the game. I made my inter-county debut for the Dublin footballers in 2006. I won footballer of the year before I won my first All-Ireland medal. That would have been the giveaway. My father and brother won All-Stars and All-Irelands playing for Dublin. My name is Bernard Brogan.
Right, parking the bus now.
That's it.
I'm sitting back.
Round two, question three. This club was founded in the late 19th century for the sport of rowing and didn't start playing football until the early 20th century for 5 points. For 4 points... They're one of the big four clubs in the Brazilian city where they play.
Cavan Colossus.
Yeah.
Brasileiro. What's it? No. Brasileiro?
No. Clue three for 3 points. The club memorably hammered Liverpool 3-0 in the 1981 Intercontinental Cup with Zico being named man of the match. Clue four for 2 points. They traditionally play in a red and black striped kit. Clue five for 1 point.
Sure. Okay, go on.
The club's name sounds like that of an exotic bird.
Daddy's Home, kids. Fluminense.
No.
Oh, no, Jesus, what am I doing? No. It's Eve's gone.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Obviously, I know that. That's what I meant to say.
Eve gets the point.
I was thinking it in my head, and then Dara just said it out loud.
Well, say your name.
My Way.
Flamengo. Correct.
I just thought it was over.
Makes on seven.
No, I'm talking about me obviously realising bird went meant Flamingo, but I already have Flamingo in my head.
So Tara's on six, Eve's on two.
What bird does that sound like?
We're going to take a quick break.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partner of the IRFU.
And we're back. Mick is on seven. Dara is on six. Eve is on two. Round three. Oh, spare me. Shoot me now. It's time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. This is going to be okay. For the uninitiated, I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names I have in front of me. Get it right and the parcel passes on to the next player. Get it wrong and the parcel explodes, covering you in shame. Including interim managers, tell me anyone who's managed Celtic or Rangers men's team since the year 1996, a 30-year period. To spice things up, there are going to be a few bonus points up for grabs. If you name any one of the five managers the Quizmaster believes you've no right to name, You get an additional bonus point. This point will stay with you irrespective of whether you're the last person standing or not. Now, once a manager has been named, he's no longer eligible, even if he's had multiple spells. So, our order is, I think it's going to be Mick, Dara, Eve. You're sitting in the wrong spot.
Can you repeat the question?
Celtic or Rangers managers since the year 1996.
Okay.
Mick, Dara, Eve.
Martin O'Neill.
Correct.
Neil Lennon.
Correct.
Ange Postecoglou.
Correct.
Brendan Rodgers.
Brendan Rodgers twice.
Danny Roll.
Danny Roll is correct. I'm just going to scroll down to the R's on Rangers. Yeah.
Wilfred Nancy.
Wilfred Nancy for a wet week.
What? Whose goes it?
You.
Where are we in a weird order here?
Did you go early?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just it's gone by the script rather than where we're sitting. But okay, so I'm after Eve then, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Walter Smith.
Walter Smith since 1996. He was. Was he? LMNOP, QRS? He was.
Oh, Jesus.
Twice. 91 to 98. And then again, 2007 to 2011.
That would have been a killer. Okay.
Mick, Dara, Eve is the order.
Like, I'm pretty much done here. I won't lie to you. I'm going to throw one out there. Steve Staunton. Do you ever?
No.
No? No, I've not. I've just thought of one.
That would have been great.
I don't know if I've made something up in my head. This could be so completely... Is it Steven Gerrard?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay. Forgot that happened.
Now... Dara's out.
Yeah.
Do I want to take a risk by chasing a bonus point?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to lose.
I think you should definitely go and chase the bonus point.
Okay. I think he'll give me a bonus point for Dr. Joseph Venglas.
I will not give you a bonus point. Arthur thought, no big deal, you know. Kind of famous. Was that also?
Yeah, fair
also
enough. It was. Villa. Okay. I'll try another one in a minute.
But it is correct. 98, 99. So he's season almost as successful, I think, as his time at Villa.
See, unfortunately, I think that's where I'm over. Nah, I don't know if I know a single other manager. I'm trying to run through Rangers, but I don't know.
A lot of forgetful names here.
A lot of, no offence, but yeah, that's me done. Do I get a point for finishing second?
You don't.
Oh, damn it.
This
no
season
participation for Martin.
Oh, that's who I was thinking. In my head, I was saying Rob Edwards, but I was going for the wrong R.
Yeah.
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 Giovanni Van Bronckhorst.
I'll give you, go on, anybody else? Yeah.
Ali McCoys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Vim Janssen.
Yeah.
John Barnes.
Yeah.
There's a million Rangers lads there from like the last few years, but I can't think of
in order, in alphabetical order, John Barnes, Tommy Burns, Kenny Dalglish.
Tommy Burns.
Ronnie right. Dayla. Vim Janssen, John Kennedy, 2021 for Celtic, Tony Mowbray, Billy Stark was a bonus point for Celtic, Gordon Strachan.
Gordon Strachan.
Wow.
Tony Mowbray, wow, that's an era.
For Rangers, Dick Advocaat, Michael Beale.
Dick Advocaat, I thought I said him.
Pedro Caixinha.
Michael Beale, what a farce.
Philippe Clement, Stephen Davis, Ian Durant, you were getting a bonus point for, he was 2007, kind of famous as a footballer, I would have said. Barry Ferguson managed him for a while.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake, I did know that.
Paul Le Guin, Russell Martin, Stuart McCall, Ali McCoist.
I said him just there.
Kenny McDowell was a bonus point. Alex McLeish, Graham Murty, Jimmy Nicol, and Van Bronckhorst and Mark Warburton.
Alex McLeish, he was O'Neill's nemesis.
So this is the outrageous round. Round three, question two. This one's a little bit different, so pay attention. Taking the 20 men's clubs who are playing in the Premier League... We've calculated each of their top five Republic of Ireland appearance holders. So.
This is so complicated.
What?
I mean, he'll be giving out to us, telling us to hurry up now in a second.
Yeah, I haven't even started the complication.
Right.
The numbers have come from transfermarket.com, and while the games being counted are specific to the Premier League era, so 1992, 1993 onwards.
Oh, it counts if they're in the lower divisions.
The appearances are not limited to Premier League games alone. It doesn't count if they're in the other divisions.
All competitions.
It's all games played in Cups, Europe, or... Sorry, yeah, it does. All games played in Cups, Europe, or lower leagues for the clubs in question will count.
So sorry.
So these clubs.
It's the current Premier League clubs.
Yeah, since 92.
This season.
Okay, right.
This season. It's the teams who are in the Premier League this year, and their top five Irishmen.
Yes.
Who have appeared for the club.
For that club.
Since 1992, 1993. Right.
Was there a question?
I kind of understand
it's not that. It's actually not that complicated.
You don't. You don't. Because I'm not finished.
Yeah.
Right. For the most amount of games played to least, we have placed these clubs in order. What you need to do is pick the current Premier League clubs that you think have the highest total number of appearances by those five Irish players since 1992. Just to clarify what we mean by Republic of Ireland players, they have to have played for the senior or under 21 international team only. We're not including Rice, not including Grealish, or they've been born here to count. So whether or not they played international football, I think the vast majority of them did. But if you pick any of the clubs ranked in the top five, you get 4 points.
If this isn't past the parcel.
If you pick clubs 6 to 10, it's 3 points. If you pick clubs 11 to 15, it's 2 points. And a solitary point is on offer for any club selected that sit in the bottom five. We hope you'll be able to name out the 20 Premier League clubs in total. If anybody names a club that's not in the Premier League, you're out for the whole thing, not just... So it is past the parcel.
Why is there so many points?
No one's going to do that.
Like, so every time I name a club, I'm getting a point. It completely undermines the rest of the quiz.
I'm just a patsy. I'm just a patsy.
Just a vessel.
Why didn't he just write out all the players?
He has also written out all the players.
Well, can we not just do that then?
No, we're not doing that. We're doing what we're told. This is
we're going with it now.
Daddy's home.
So we're just naming teams
from the Premier League, but you have to name them. You get
it's a look at a draw, really. Like you just pick your own team,
or you could think about it. About
I will think about it, but let's be honest. Like
4 pointers,
right?
3 pointers. 2 pointers and 1 pointers.
And you're right if you say... If you
name a club that's not in the Premier League. So, okay. Jesus Christ, I told you it was unbelievably difficult, obtuse.
It's a bit much now, in fairness. Like you.
Okay, and I have to scroll back up by 5 pages to find the order. The order is Dara, Eve, Mick.
Okay. Right. Oh. I'll go with the start off... Kick things off here.
Man Massive United. Advantage going first in this round.
Manchester no United.
Speak over my answer. All right. Man United.
Are the top important. Of the table. Roy Keane, Dennis Irwin, John O'Shea, Darren Gibson and Liam Miller.
Like massive advantage to go first in that round.
Yes,
no advantage to go first in the last round.
Yes.
Completely different game.
Yes. Yes.
Bollocks. Ology.
Yes. Yes.
Mixed name back to angry.
Yes.
Producer, I think.
Eve.
Righteous anger.
Liverpool.
Liverpool, not great.
Oh.
Liverpool, I'm scrolling down here.
If you don't do well in this,
Liverpool, two pointers.
Yeah, sorry.
Liverpool have Steve Finnan, Phil Babb, Jason McAteer, Cueve, and Steve Staunton. So you get 2 points for that.
Okay.
Michael.
Sunderland.
Sunderland. Scrolling down. 3 pointers. John O'Shea, Niall Quinn, Aidan McGeady, Daryl Murphy, Kevin Kilbane.
Oh, it's only the top five. It's not cumulative, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Yes.
Mistake by me.
Oh, yes.
Go with... I'm going to go with Burnley.
Not as good as you think.
No?
No.
A few players over the years.
2 pointers.
Okay.
Chris McCann, James O'Connor, Josh Cullen, Jeff Hendricks, and Stephen Ward.
What about, you said Robbie Brady, no?
No.
Not in the top.
In the team under Sean Dyche. Spent 10 million on him, wouldn't pick him.
Fair enough.
So it's in the Premier League era?
No, yeah.
Okay. But Everton?
Everton, 955, 3 pointers. Seamus Coleman, 433 games. Lee Carsley, James McCarthy, Kevin Kilbane, Richard Dunn.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Good shout.
I have a list of Premier League teams here and I'm missing two, which is stressing me out.
Okay.
Somebody will say them before you though, so.
It's weird. How many appearances did you just say there for...
I'm not telling you.
You just said it.
I'm not telling you. You weren't paying attention.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Tough love here. How many appearances did I say for who?
The last one there, Everton.
955.
Okay, right. Okay, that's a lot.
And they were in the 3 pointers, 6 to 10. Oh, okay. My God. Everyone's like, oh, it's such a name and name. It's going to be easy. And here we are. Like, come on.
Stephen Ireland, Richard Dunn, Niall Quinn. City.
City.
Man City.
Scroll, scroll, scroll.
Way down, are they?
Scroll. Oh, there they are. 878. Richard Dunn.
Oh, 878.
Yeah, surely.
Stephen
yeah.
Ireland, Niall Quinn, Terry Phelan. You've lost that Terry Phelan. Whoa. Alan Kernahan.
That's, how many points is that then?
They sang that to they sang that to Terry Venables. Okay. The Irish hacks sang that to Terry Venables in the airport when they saw him after Terry Phelan declared for Ireland.
Terry Venables like who?
3 points. I know, he was really good.
He was with Ireland way before Terry Venables was England manager, so that can't be true. He played in the USA 94.
Maybe it wasn't. It was Graham Taylor then.
Maybe.
All right, well, way to step on my shitty story there, mate.
So I got 2 3-pointers anyway,
that's,
yeah.
That's,
I'm back in the lead, am I?
Camaraderie there. Everybody's laughing at the story, and you're like, that's bullshit.
You got to do that HRMC guy. Be able to get you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know? I'll show you later.
Is it some Gen Z bollocks?
HMRC?
Her Majesty's.
Yeah.
His Majesty now.
I'm chatting there,
she's
time.
Dead. Come on. Jesus, this
you were talking the whole time.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're doing
how many
some
more
work.
4-pointers are there?
I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4. You've named one.
Yeah. Let me go with.
I don't have all the Premier League teams written down.
Let me go with Villa.
Hey, Aston Villa, 977, a 4-pointer. Steve Staunton, Paul McGrath, Andy Townsend, Kieran Clarke, and Connor Howran.
That's the team I forgot on my list.
Obviously, Howran. I forgot that it includes the lower leagues. Yeah, yeah.
Did a lot.
That's. I didn't have lads there long enough.
All right. It's very long. Okay.
We're
literally naming teams that are in the Premier League at the moment, and it's taken 6 weeks.
Chelsea,
awful.
Oh.
Duff and Townsend.
That's where it stops.
230. That's the second worst representation. Damien Duff, 125. Andy Townsend, 48. Tony Cascarino, 32. Terry Phelan, 24. And Nicky Coggan / Jerry Payton, 1.
By dint of the fact that 2 of their players would have played a lot of games and then they would have had others like Gary Doherty types, I'm going to say Tottenham Hotspur.
769, 2-pointer. Robbie Keane, Stephen Carr, Gary Doherty, Matt Doherty, and Stephen Kelly.
Yeah, it's okay. Fades away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Matt Doherty played more games for Spurs than Stephen Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Newcastle.
Yeah, Shea on his own. Yeah. That's why I was just...
3-pointer. Shea on his own, 462.
Yeah, that's why I asked you the amount of appearances there for 900.
957. So just behind Bill, actually.
Kieran Clark, maybe
top
second,
of the list.
Is he?
He'd be up there as well.
Andy O'Brien, second. Oh, Kieran Clark's third. Stephen Carr is fourth. And Damien Duff played 86 times for Newcastle.
Did he, yeah? It's more than I would have thought. All right, take that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Arsenal.
I'm coming around to this round. Ooh, Arsenal are the worst.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, yeah.
Nobody. Eddie McGoldrick.
Grand.
Do you know who actually Arsenal's top Irish person in the Premier League era is?
David O'Leary. Is it really?
How many
16 appearances.
Yeah, one season.
See, that was the Premier League era. I think I messed up there.
He alone, I think he'd 700 and something games, did he? So if it was all time. If Arthur wasn't one of those people who believed the football started in the Premier League era, you know, if he wasn't just a child of Sky.
Harder to get stats, I'll be honest. Just first offence of the day for the Quizmaster.
Whatever. David O'Leary, 16. Graham Stack, 5. Patrick Clegg, 3. Graham Barrett, 3. And Brian McGovern, 1.
That is wrong, though, because Eddie McGoldrick played for Arsenal and played for Ireland. And he obviously wasn't listed there, but...
I should get another point.
I don't think he would have brought it up to a 2-pointer.
He definitely wouldn't. He would have needed to
have a half point?
Maybe 30 games. Like, yeah. Michael?
Yep.
Leeds.
So Leeds is a good one because they were
Gary Kelly.
Yeah, and you also have Ian Hart.
The next one.
That's Leeds so annoying.
A 4-pointer.
4-pointer.
Oh, that was I was in between Leeds and Arsenal, and I just for some reason
our third most. Gary Kelly, Ian Hart, Jonathan Douglas, Stephen McPhail, and Paul Butler.
Is there how many more of the 4-pointers?
One left. Two left.
This round is coming around a bit, isn't it?
I'm starting to warm to it now.
Starting to understand
well, though, like, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's coming around.
Yeah.
I actually hate this round. And still I think complicated. It's
Will I say? I'll say West Ham.
God. West Ham is not great.
Oh, okay.
Is it West Ham is a... Huh. It sounds a one-pointer.
Oh.
Joey O'Brien, Darren Randolph, David Connolly, Matthew Rush and Gary Breen. Joey O'Brien, 105 games for West Ham. Darren Randolph at 52, Connolly at 45.
Only have
Gary Breen at 18.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Take my learnings from that.
I'm going to go with Forrest.
Forrest have the bottom of the two-pointers, so you scrape in there.
Okay. Yay.
Andy Reid, 288 games for Forrest. John Thompson, Simon Cox, David McGoldrick, Daryl Murphy. So, how many have we got left?
I'm missing a team.
one, two, three.
Five teams left, I think.
Four, five, six teams left.
Six? I'm missing
six teams.
So.
Left.
2 4-pointers left. This could still swing things.
These are 2 4-pointers. See, I have to be honest. There's three teams there that I haven't a clue what they did or who would have been playing with them up until, you know, a few years ago.
I get it, you're elitist.
Given that,
it's okay.
The most likely to have had Irish players of them, I'd say, would be...
Whose goal was it?
It's mine.
Nick.
Wow.
Actually, no, forget anything I just said there. The Wolves.
The gears are cranking. Wolves is correct.
That's my next one.
4 points.
Oh, yes!
I had them written down.
Yes! I nearly was going for someone else.
Matt Doherty.
I saw them written down there in front of me.
Stephen Ward, Kevin Foley, Mark Kennedy, Sparky, and Kevin Doyle.
Yeah.
Matt Doherty, 388 games for Wolves. But did he not pass some mad landmark the other night?
Yeah,
it was like 600 games across the board, though, like his career.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget the 2 for Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
God knows what the scores are going to be.
All right.
So there's five teams left. Is there
still one left?
Still 1 4-pointer left.
Is there?
I'm going to go, it's a bit of a risky one now. This could be either end for me. Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, Midland.
Okay.
3-pointer.
I'll take that.
They heard a team I hadn't got written down. I couldn't remember. Thanks for that, Darren.
Played last
Clinton
night.
Clinton Morrison played 312 games for Palace. Damien Delaney, 193. Paddy McCarthy, 151. Sean Scannell and Owen Garvin.
There's a few stalwarts in there. Yeah, okay, I'll take that. Take that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with Brentford.
Ah, excellent.
Yes. Yeah,
that's who I was thinking.
4 points.
They're four,
Kevin O'Connor, 481 games.
I knew these lads. Yeah.
Jonathan Douglas, 187. Stephen Hunt. Hunty, hope you're well. 149. Jay Tab, 147 maximum. And Alan Judge, 140.
Judgy. Jonathan Douglas making an appearance twice on this list is unexpected, seeing as I remember him with Blackburn, who aren't even in the league.
All the 4-pointers are gone. All the 3-pointers are gone. There are 1 2-pointer. And 2 1-pointers. So let's just horse through this now because it's
grand. I'll go with Brighton.
Brighton 1 point.
Yeah.
Gary Dicker 153. Shane Duffy 150. Evan Ferguson 80. Wayne Henderson 56. And Aaron Connolly 52.
Tell you what, I've made the mistake of kind of use both wrote down all the teams.
Yeah.
I just like I'll be fine. I'll just go through it. I was gotten to the point where I need to know all of them. I'm missing the
There's
last
two left. Yeah, you need one.
Who's around relegation zone?
Don't mention the war.
God, do you know what? Just pass it on because I'm not going to waste any more time here.
Fulham.
Fulham, 1 point.
Oh, for God's sake.
Steve Finnan, Damien Duff, Stephen Kelly, Cyrus Christie, and Harry Arter. Finn played 208 times for Fulham.
Now I know the other team based off that.
Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, 2 points.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Harry Arter, 256. Gareth O'Connor, 160. Sean Maher, 120. Ewan O'Kane, 118. And Mark Travers, 82. Wait, whoa. I think we all need like to go
Arter's going to be sitting at home there now thinking, that worked.
Yeah.
He's going to be thinking, that was a good round. That got people thinking. It took an hour.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to take that into consideration.
Round three, question three. This round isn't over yet.
Can we just skip it?
Sorry, is there any sign of the scores?
Like, I have
there
was no idea what scores.
400 points in that last round.
Mick is on 27.
What's going on?
Dara is on 24. And Eve is on 16.
Oh, okay.
I smashed it in that round until the very last one.
Last but not least, they many players Serena G-force. Williams defeated in a Grand Slam singles final. Eve, Mick, Dara.
God.
Say that again, sorry.
Serena Williams beat this person in a Grand Slam singles final. I want her name. There is not that many of them.
This is a pass the parcel thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, still, I know.
Venus Williams.
She did not. She did, yeah.
Yeah.
She definitely did.
Is it you second or is it me?
Me, I think. I haven't. My head is definitely not in tennis here after all that football talk.
Actually, not that many.
Oh, God.
She beat Venus.
I'm missing an era. Let's go with old Serena, though. Lindsay Davenport?
She beat Venus in seven different finals. Lindsay, she did. The 2005 Australian Open.
I have one answer written down, and I've gone with Sharapova.
Sharapova's correct. 2007 Australian Open, 13 French Open, 15 Australian Open.
Nice. She crushed a lot of dreams, Serena.
And I'm going to say Azarenka.
Azarenka, correct.
Great show.
12 US Open, 13 US Open.
Martina Hingis.
1999.
Wow.
1999 US Open.
I'm broken.
I have one answer, which I don't think is right because she famously flipped the script there and actually beat her in a final, so I don't think that was her. Did she catch the start of Sabalenka?
That's what I had written down with a question mark.
She did not.
Oh. Okay.
Now I'm thinking, did she catch the end of
Game of Survival?
Somebody else, but it's before I was born. Okay, I'm going to go with assuming she made some French Open finals that was beaten. Kenin?
What's the name?
Oh, actually, I'm not going to say that because I can't remember how to pronounce her name. I'm going to say instead, and I'm going to speak very nicely.
You're lucky you're on debut.
Slowly. I was going to say.
And very, very soft.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. You're
a tennis fan.
I know, I am a tennis fan, but she just won so much, and half of them were against Venus. Sloane Stephens?
No. Justine Henin.
Henin. That's who I said.
I know you can't have that.
Oh, okay.
Emily Maresmo.
Kenin, you can't have. No.
Did she beat Osaka at any point? I know she lost.
Yeah, I have her. Kvitova.
No, you're all wrong. So I'll go through them here. Victoria Azarenka, Lindsay Davenport, Justine Henin, Martina Hingis, Yelena Jankovic, Angelique Kerber. Gurbin Muguruza, Agnieszka Radwanska, Lucy Safarova, Dinara Safina, Marit Safin's sister, Venus, Maria Sharapova, Caroline Wozniacki.
Oh, okay.
And
right. Vera Zvonareva. Nick's on 28, Dara's on 24, Eve's on 16.
1 point for that one. 700 points for the last round.
We've done away with putting numbers in order this week. Thank God. But there's not going to be a return to the fun-free magic number round. Oh, no. Instead, what we want to do is order these following events in the sequence that they happen from the earliest year to the most recent. For each event you have in the right order, you're awarded a point.
Okay.
I have like time blindness. I never know when anything.
It's exactly the same thing. It's just without the numbers. I see what you've done here, Arthur. It's still crap. All right. You have until Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads to get your answers down on the page, so plenty of thinking time. Spurs secure their one and only league and FA Cup double. Christy Ring wins his last of eight All-Irelands with Cork. Sonia O'Sullivan is born. The first Super Bowl is won by the Green Bay Packers. The first Super Bowl is won by the Green Bay Packers. Ronnie Delaney wins gold for Ireland at the Melbourne Olympics. Okay, go. Come on, Frank. Put us out of our misery.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I'm just going to say it's my first time doing this and this is so stressful.
Can you go through them again?
And I don't.
Yeah, sorry.
Chrissy Ring.
Last All-Ireland for Chrissy Ring, was it?
Yeah. Spurs, Chrissy Ring, Sonia, NFL, first Super Bowl, Ronnie Delaney.
Bubbles, bangles, bright. Okay.
I just need to write this down.
Outrageously difficult.
That was horrible.
Like the,
I didn't enjoy that.
There's nothing in the modern era there. It's just all...
What do you mean in the modern era?
Like...
What do you mean?
After I was born.
Oh, modern, you're the modern era, yeah. Whoa. Well, yeah. Is that what they mean by...
80.
I have to say, as the crusty old fart of this, I wouldn't consider any of this the modern era myself.
21st century.
Is that
be
what
nice.
They mean by Gen Z? Is it?
Mid 20th century.
AD is just Sullivan. After Dara.
You could have put anything about Sonia. He put when she was born, the first thing that happened to Sonia O'Sullivan.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's obviously, she's conceived.
What are we doing here?
That, like? Okay.
Let's go.
When does life start? Let's go. Okay. Yeah, I go. Do I? You go.
Well, you just ask who you want the answer.
Mick.
I went in the order of Chrissy Ring. I can't read my writing now. What's the... oh, sorry. Chrissy Ring, Ronnie Delaney, Spurs, Green Bay, Sonia.
Fuck me.
Is that right?
Correct.
Wow.
Was no one's ever got logical, correct.
Hold on now, Mick. Do you have to
I
check
got exactly the
yours?
Same thing. I got exactly
show,
the same
you have
thing.
To, you have to show us. Show your work.
Too nervous.
What did you get?
I got everything in the wrong order.
Totally none of those.
I went Super Bowl, Spurs, Ring, Sonia, Delaney.
No.
I knew a few of the
zero
years.
Points.
Like it was. I didn't get it. No. I didn't get
any.
Super Bowl, Chrissy Ring, Sonia, Ronnie, and I forgot the other one. Spurs.
No.
Yeah,
zero.
So I'd like it. Chrissy Ring obviously is before 1956, which was a fair guess. Ryan Delaney is 1956. Spurs, 1961. I think the first Super Bowl was 63. And Sonia was... I don't know, 31 or something like that when she was in 2000. So she was born naturally in 1969 or something like that.
See,
so.
I feel we are at an inherent disadvantage here. This is not fair.
That's the way.
What's the disadvantage?
Goes, to be honest,
because I wasn't around in 1961. Neither were you. But like,
no, like I know when Spurs won the double.
Yeah,
they won years ending in one.
That was for you, by the way.
Years so ending
that,
in one.
That was in there for you.
Yeah,
54, Chrissy Ring.
No,
56,
Arthur's been very nice.
Ronnie Delaney, 61 Spurs. First Super Bowl was 67.
So we
oh.
Sonia Sullivan, 69.
We didn't leave the 60s.
But it like, didn't matter if I knew when Spurs win the double. I didn't know anything else.
It's business as usual.
Rapid fire
round this week. Yeah. 20 seconds each to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point up for grabs for each, which is now totally irrelevant because Eve can't catch Dara. Dara can't catch me. But sure, we'll do it for the sake of the entertainment factor alone. Or will we
bonus we? Double points times two every
well okay we have to do it but we could save these questions for next week anyway alright
no, you have to do it.
Eve, your 20 seconds starts now. Who's okay. The manager of the Limerick senior hurlers?
I don't know.
John Kiely. Who will England play in the Six Nations this week?
France.
Italy. In what city is Wimbledon played?
London.
What country did the footballer Moussa Sissoko represent?
I can't remember.
France. How many teams play in the Men's League of Ireland Premier Division?
10.
Who won Snooker's 2026 Masters?
Oh, your man.
It was. Kieran Wilson. Oh, yeah.
That counts.
So you got two.
You sounded offended.
John Kiely.
Blinded by the lights.
Yeah, you had Arthur on side there until that. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, middle score, it says here, which is being kind. Dara, your 20 seconds starts now. Who manages the Antrim senior hurlers?
Davy Fitzgerald.
In what city will the 2028 Olympic Games be held?
LA.
Who is Ireland's starting scrum half against Wales tonight?
Gibson Park.
Who scored Ireland's goal against France on Tuesday night?
Katie McCabe.
Shawnee Johnson played Gaelic football for Kildare in what other county?
Callan.
Matt Doherty plays for what English club?
Wolves.
Beth Mead is associated with what sports?
Football.
Correct.
Played for you were Kildare and what other county?
My county.
You were at the game. If you hadn't stumbled over that, you might have got a perfect 8.
How many did I get there?
You got 7.
It's good. Very good. Does that put him in the lead?
No.
He was only three points behind me, and then I got 5. Okay, so there was 8 points.
Yeah.
So he's 1 point behind now.
He's 2 points behind now. Your maths aren't that good. Michael, your 20 seconds starts now. What county won the 2025 Ireland Camogie final?
Galway.
Tom O'Toole plays rugby for what province?
Ulster.
How many World Darts Championships has Luke Litter won?
2.
Who's the new GAA president?
I can't remember.
Derek Kent. Who are Kilkenny playing in the National Hurling League this weekend?
Tip.
Galway. In what city was the 2025 Champions League final played?
Istanbul.
Munich. Johnny Unitas played what sport?
American football.
American football. Play that funky music.
If only let's get a final score check there, please.
Nah,
if
only
let's get a final score. I want the score.
Nick won.
I'm in the 40s, I'd say.
If only get that ridiculous round.
You got
that,
7.
That could have been very, 37.
57.
37.
Oh.
That could have been very, very good.
Disappointing now, to be honest.
Wait, how many did I get?
I let down. You got 18, no. Eve, which any other week would have been a dominant victory.
Yeah.
Still, though, less than half.
I do not care. I want to know what other people got on their debut so I can vote.
Well, less than 18.
There we go.
Very tainted.
Yeah, great to be back.
Yep.
To be back.
Thanks, Arthur.
With some fresh meat.
Thanks, Arthur.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partner of the IRFU.
Off the Ball. GAA.
But I remember it came to a question and they asked about how Limerick would win. And I was like, Limerick will work 110% and we'll outwork any team. And if you are working at 100%, we're working at 110, 120. We won't be outworked.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.